And now for today's commentary.
I picked up the Washington Post yesterday, and there I saw this article discussing the death tax issue in great detail. The gist of the message was, yes, there is growing pressure for the federal government to do something to reduce the tax burden. Somehow, the writer of the Post article couldn't seem to understand why relief was supported by so many people. After all, only 2% of the family estates are faced with the tax. It's really no big deal. What's all the noise about? Well, it's no big deal if you're not taxed. But if you find the IRS demanding up to one half of your estate just because you had the misfortune to die, then it's a big deal. Imagine this guy just arrived in the promised land, and he's sitting on a cloud, watching the greedy federal government prepare to destroy the business that he spent a lifetime building. He wants Uncle Sam to hear him. Hey, listen up. Hey, Uncle Sam, I didn't plan to die, at least not yet. Our farm was doing okay, so I didn't have $1 million set aside to pay you. Farms don't make enough money to set aside funds like that. No, I didn't have $1 million in life insurance either. That's very costly. And I admit I didn't spend enough money hiring lawyers and accountants to put together a complicated estate plan. But Uncle Sam, you don't understand. I already paid taxes when I earned the money. Of course, the money left now is invested in land and buildings, machinery and livestock. If I sell that to pay you, my son won't be able to farm. Well, unfortunately, in too many cases, that's the way it is. President Clinton says he will veto any legislation passed this year to provide death tax relief. Nevertheless, support for relief is growing because the tax is so blatantly unfair. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.